The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
I don't think you take love and just store it up. I think you express it. Somebody can tell you they love you a dozen times, but if they never show it, it's just so much noise. It's a clanging cymbal. But love touches. Love reaches out. Love is effective.
Next on Life Today.
You know, Betty and I came to communicate with you today. I'm James Robinson, by the way, and my wife is Betty. I came to communicate with you that, you know, when you see the challenges like we've seen with all of the natural disasters all over the world and here in North America and in the United States, you recognize the importance, the power of, and the effect of love and compassion. Yeah. When people really work together. And Betty and I were talking about, for many years now, we've been saving. Now, think about what I'm saying. We, that's you. We've saved millions, far more than 10 million children's lives. Again, we, not Betty, not James. I mean, we kind of marched into hell for years all over the world where there was pain and misery. And we wanted to address it, and the only thing that addresses it is love. And we would come to you, our viewers, which the missionaries, Betty, it's amazing. If a crisis happens and there's an emergency, the missionaries know they can tell us. And it's not because, like, Betty and I can work a miracle. They have found that the people who watch Life Today, they care. And they move in, just like you see people move into crisis situations in our own country. And they pull together. The viewers of Life, who are not actually there seeing it, they hear the report of the missionaries, and they say, we can do it. And then we don't ask for huge sums. We may have some people who give what would be called large gifts, maybe $1,000 and sometimes more, because they're able to. But Betty, most of the people we help to save children's lives, think about this, it's $30. Mm-hmm. Will literally save the life of three children. 50 will save five. And 110. So when we come to you, amazingly, you come to attention. Like, show me a need, and I can meet it. And Betty, we're going to look in on a situation right now where an overseer of a village is telling you, here's what's going on here. And now think about this. They've got nothing. These are not like people who have, you know, in-town jobs. They have to grow their food. And they will tend to grow it as a village, and they don't have water. It has to rain. If it doesn't rain, they got nothing. I want you just to look at what's been revealed to us. And here's the deal. And Betty, our viewers seem to get it. We can absolutely, miraculously, with love, and just an expression of it, change everything for them. And I know our viewers are sensitive to it, and I'm believing God is going to hear the concern in the prayer that we even shared before we came up to share with our viewers. God, help us to communicate the need in such a way that love will address it.
Well, I know that every time we share a need with you, I feel like in your heart you get real excited because you do want to help meet those needs. And thank you so much for that and for continuing to. And here is another need that you can help us with.
And let me just promise you this. It will not fail. Love never fails. It seldom has opportunity to show up. Sometimes it doesn't even seem to get the invitation. And seeing is believing. When you see a need and you know love changes everything, it's proven not to fail here. We know it. Watch and be a part of that miracle that only love can make possible.
Everybody knows that there are hungry children in Africa. and we know that something needs to be done. UNICEF knows that Angola has one of the highest child mortality rates in the world, and malnutrition is a major contributing factor. This village leader knows that without crops, his community is in grave danger.
In terms of food here, in this area, in terms of food, we have food, but it's not enough. We don't have food. We constantly suffer from the rain. It's like we always have the misery of food.
This mother knows the heartache of watching her children wither away from malnutrition.
Depois disso, já estava meu corpo que tá bem mole. Primeiro tava com sarampo. Depois de sarampo, eu diarreia e vômito.
And this child knows the pain of going to bed hungry. But just knowing about malnutrition in Africa won't help anyone. The actions that we choose to do together will help save a child's life.
I don't think there is a way that you could look at those little children like the last one you came off of, not want to pick them up, make them well. And Betty, that's what we can do. Mission feeding, when we get the villages with feeding set up, they never get to that state. When they're in that condition, we have to go in and start turning things around. And this is what you must know. Precious people, full of the love of God, and as missionaries, plant themselves there like Jesus to pick them up, to make them well. But the missionaries, full of love, cannot do one thing except weep and hold them until they die unless we give them the food and the nourishment to share in those situations. That's what mission feeding does.
Yes, James. So important. It's a must for the hope and life of these precious children. You know, I was sitting there watching that with you, and I was thinking back when our children were small. If one of them got ill, if one of them became ill, or if one of them fell and hurt themselves really bad, the first thing I would do as their mother is pick them up, hold them close to me, and say, honey, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I really felt like it was going to be okay. These mothers can't hold those children close to their hearts and say, it's going to be okay. Because if we don't get in there and we don't intervene ahead of time, it's not going to be okay. They're going to lose their precious baby. So let's get there before they get to that point. And let's tell them, it's going to be okay.
Cool. It will be, because love, and I honestly don't think it's really love or God's love if it's not released. I don't think you take love and just store it up. I think you express it. Somebody can tell you they love you a dozen times, but if they never show it, it's just so much noise. It's a clanging cymbal. But love touches. Love reaches out. Love is effective. So Betty and I, in behalf of the missionaries, in behalf of every one of those children you saw a moment ago that need food, we are not looking for the cure. We have it. Give them nourishment. We're going to upgrade a food factory to make it more effective, to even be able to put a little more impact even into our porridge mix, our soup mix, far thicker than any soup. It's like a big bowl of oatmeal that's real rich and full. But we need $216,000 for that upgrade. So we're believing with all our heart we're going to get that. And we believe we're going to get the $30, $50, and $100 3, 5, or 10 children And you could even tack on, if you wanted to, an extra dollar for each child, 3, 5, or 10, to give them a heat-resistant bowl. Because that's important, too, and you're the ones that thought of it, you, the viewers. So I want you to watch, but I want you to be listening to God, and then I want you to just simply let love flow. Because you're going to see the effect of love as well as the need for it now, and you're the one that releases it miraculously to change everything. Watch, but be ready to put arms of love around the precious, too often overlooked.
James and Betty, last time we were in Mozambique together, we were walking through schools where mission feeding was happening. There were children dancing and singing, and just life because of mission feeding in those villages, because of the friends of life, because of each and every one of them opening their hearts, partnering with you, partnering with us to make that joy and that life possible for each and every one of those children. I remember it like it was just yesterday. And I remember how filled with joy your heart was in seeing those children thriving, full of joy and full of energy. And all of that starting with just a bowl of food a day in the mission feeding program in their schools, changing their lives, providing them with opportunity. But James, as you know all too well, life is hard here in Africa for many of these families. You know, with the drought that we've experienced, we've seen areas where they're unable to produce food. And what it's resulted in is a severe, critical need, a need that is putting children in malnutrition clinics. I've seen some of the fullest malnutrition clinics I think I've ever seen in this area. We've seen children, many of them, who I don't think will make it. A name on a little wooden cross, another life stolen by malnutrition, stolen by the simple lack of food. James, we have to do something about this. We've got to reach these children now. It's urgent, it's critical. We have to get to them now, because if we don't get to them now, they're going to continue to dig more and more of these graves and bury more and more of these children. Please, James, ask the friends of life. Ask them to help you and to help us so that we can save these lives.
I mean, did you notice the date on one of the little markers? 16. Did you happen to notice, and Betty, I know you did, the little mats? They had the child's bed that they slept on. They have a mattress. You're not going to find many mattresses in those grass huts. Buried them with the bed that they probably died on. Betty, would you ask our viewers to please stop the death?
You know, you have always been a part, a big part of what we've been able to do through this ministry. And it's because you care, and your heart is for to help children anytime they're hurting, any need that they have. Well, they have a big need now. We've been blessed. We saw some of the results of what we've been able to do, and the smiles and the children dancing around and playing because they feel good. They're able to be children and play and act around with one another and play together. But then there's still the cases where they're dying. Some of them we haven't been able to get to, but now we can because of you and your caring. We need the food to get to these children. Please join with us and let's make that difference in their lives and their mother's lives. They love their babies so much. They want to see them grow up, get bigger and have fun and live life till its fullest. Please join with us and let's make the difference in their lives.
Oh, please, and excuse me. Sometimes I'm really embarrassed because, you see, I've watched these little kids that they don't have anything to play with. They'll play with a stick and a rock. And they're happy if they have strength. But when I saw those graves again, and I remember years ago, when they were burying thousands and thousands of children. And you and I were walking through the graves, and I'd start picking up, maybe in a jar, picture somebody's baby. Every time I walk through our entry to our home, I see all of our children's wedding pictures, and I see our beautiful baby girl when she got married. She's gone, but we had her for 40 years. And when I see things that remind me, it just really gets me. And I'll look at our daughter's picture and say, honey, you were so beautiful, so happy, and such great children, such a great home. We miss you, but boy, we got nothing but beautiful memories. These people are losing their children. They don't have a log of memories. They're burying them with their bed. Would you please help us stop it in the areas where the missionaries have already located the need? They've got the answer. And we're asking you, please, can you help us save 3 children, feed 3, 5, or 10? Can you give 30, 50, or 100? Maybe add a few dollars to give them heat-resistant bowls. Would you help us upgrade the food factory so we can be more effective? They've told us we can actually make the food faster if we can get the upgrade. $216,000. God, give us 200 people who would just give $1,000 today. And everybody that can feed 3, 5, or 10 children, God, please, please, please help them do it. We have some gifts to send you to say thank you. We love you. I know you're not looking for them. We just want to bless you and say thank you. We want you to see this incredible Arise and Shine gift because it'll inspire you every day to arise and shine. Do it now. Reach out and release love, and let's stop the death cycle, and let's turn their sorrow into joy. Please, go online, dial that number that's always there as a prayer line, take your bank card, use it like it's a check. Please, make the best gift you can. You're giving the greatest gift. Love never fails, and we can give life together. Thank you for doing it.
In impoverished and famine-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face death by starvation. With your support, you will help feed and care for children in crisis areas of Sudan, Angola, and Mozambique. With Africa facing ongoing food shortages and drought, we urgently need to replenish supplies and come to the aid of 400,000 children counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. Please also consider an additional gift to help provide critically needed upgrades to our food factory that will increase overall production by a staggering 50%. This is a $216,000 challenge above our normal feeding budget that could help save even more lives. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you In the Middle of the Mess. In her new book, Sheila Walsh brings insight to knowing the peace and presence of Christ in the midst of life's inevitable messes. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed and care for 10 children, we'll send you Sheila's book, plus the Arise coffee mug. This heat-activated mug reveals Isaiah 61 each time you fill it with a warm beverage, a wonderful way to begin your day. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our Determined Eagle bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
In the relentless conditions of Southern Africa, Julia's story is not unique. In fact, Julia represents countless mothers who are fighting a near impossible battle to simply keep their children alive. Julia has endured the worst pain a mother can experience, burying not one, but three of her children in the span of 1 year. But her story does not end here.
Vasala ponte ti vaka simeci wasoki uveli siga silai.
This faithful mother, along with a multitude of African mothers, need our help. Let them say, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat."
You know what? You're the one that'll do it. And Jesus said, now grasp this. If you'll do it to them, you've done it to me. Some of you say, when did Jesus ever, need something to eat? When was he thirsty? How about on the cross? Think about this. Betty, I wish everybody had grasped this. Mm-hmm. Think about it. He's hurting really bad. He's caring for us. He's dying for us. And he said on the cross, I'm thirsty. Jesus, the Son of God, is thirsty. What did sinful man give the Son of God in his only request personally from the cross? Vinegar and gall. On the end of a pole, they put vinegar and gall in his sacred mouth. Within months after I was saved, I heard that story preached. And I said, God, I would have given Jesus water. And Betty, thank God we have been able to give water to Jesus by giving water to the thirsty, water wells, and food to the hungry. And with all my heart, I believe everyone watching us today is going to say, I am not only doing that for those children, I'm doing it for Jesus. I am meeting a need in his heart. And by the way, when you fulfill the desires of his heart, you've given him great joy. Betty, I'm believing every person watching is going to go online or go to the phone, and you're going to make the very best gift you can possibly make. Father, let them see it as a miracle of love for those children, but also they're doing something for you, Jesus. In your name I pray, for the sake of those who are suffering. Thank you. Thank you for ministering to those children and their families and to Jesus. Thank you for your gift.
In impoverished and famine-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face death by starvation. With your support, you will help feed and care for children in crisis areas of Sudan, Angola, and Mozambique. With Africa facing ongoing food shortages and drought, we urgently need to replenish supplies and come to the aid of 400,000 children counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. Please also consider an additional gift to help provide critically needed upgrades to our food factory that will increase overall production by a staggering 50%. This is a $216,000 challenge above our normal feeding budget that could help save even more lives. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you In the Middle of the Mess. In her new book, Sheila Walsh brings insight to knowing the peace and presence of Christ in the midst of life's inevitable messes. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed and care for 10 children, we'll send you Sheila's book, plus the Arise coffee mug. This heat-activated mug reveals Isaiah 61 each time you fill it with a warm beverage, a wonderful way to begin your day. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our Determined Eagle bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
James and Betty, last time we were in Mozambique together, you took us and we went through the food factory that was built by the Friends of Life through their love and generosity, a factory that has helped save millions of children's lives. The needs have got greater. We've got to produce more food. We have to package that food more effectively. We need to be able to get that food to villages where mission feeding is not getting today. Please, James, help us today. Please, Friends of Life, you can help us today by going to the phone, dialing that number or getting online and making the best gift that you can give, giving the gift of food, the gift of mission feeding to children that so desperately need it.
Well, you're going to appreciate kind of like a little miracle that you turned this ordinary cup into rise and shine. But you know what? You've been arising and shining every time you reach out with the love of God. And so I want to remind you, this is our last day for this particular emphasis on mission feeding. And we need to hear from every one of you. Whatever gift God puts on your heart, some of you likely have given before. Betty and I invariably come back and give again because there's great joy in sharing life and love. So you may want to do that. Last day, just remember that. And thanks so much for your help. I just want to remind you and make you aware, this is the last day of the year for you to support Mission Feeding and to take advantage of a great year-end gift. I pray it'll be something perhaps beyond anything you ever imagined, but whatever you can do on this last day, please make a special love gift. It's going to make a big difference in many lives. Thank you for doing it.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.